This is exactly that, an internship with extra steps.
Absolutely is. Welcome back to the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.
And we are joined this morning with Josh Bixler, CEO. Is that still the right term?
I don't know. I think head janitor would probably be better. Let's call it president of...
there we go.
Yeah.
President of Flight Test. And, you know, we've had you on the air now. This is 3 years?
3 years. Thank
sounds
you
about
for
right.
that, by
I
the way.
I think.
Love every minute of it.
And the growth of the organization and the growth of the community that Flight Test has built, and I dare say the growth of the mission really of Flight Test has been growing exponentially as well.
Well, and thank you for saying the growth that the community has built, and we are just part of something, and it's really humbling to sit back and say that, you know, it's not no longer, you know, 8 years ago it started in a little garage and it was a YouTube channel and it was all about, you know, getting into the air with model aviation.
Sure.
But the tagline was educate, entertain, and elevate the world of flight. And as it's grown, really those three statements have broken out into their own worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, great companies like the EAA and entities like the EAA have really given us some awesome opportunities to take that even farther. And I'm excited, especially with the educational element, FT STEM. And I think that we're going to be talking about that today.
Yeah.
It started, well, 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really like, you know, we got to get the fascination and the love of flight into schools, because if something happens when a child gets passionate about defeating the laws of gravity, it changes how their minds work. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, met a wonderful gentleman named Jake Marshall, who was actually using our products and our content in a school, and he quickly became the developer of FT STEM, and along with his partner Trevor Still right now. And it went from a concept, and these two wonderful gentlemen have created over 700 teachers and 2,000 students across three different countries.
Wow.
And it's just something to see these young minds gravitating towards aviation, but also want to take that passion home.
Yeah. Now, the FT STEM program is scalable.
Yes.
And broad in its application. I mean, it's K-12.
It is K-12. It's K-12 and it's STEM in every aspect of STEM. A lot of times people think, okay, I'm going to go ahead and create a drone program, and I don't mean to sound provocative with this, but assembling and flying a drone is not STEM.
Mm-hmm.
STEM is a concept that takes a common project and takes it through and exploits the science, the technology, the engineering, the math, the literacy, the communication skills. And what Jake has done is he's basically made it where we go ahead and we teach kids about flight, but they don't get a grade for flying something and building something.
Mm-hmm.
They get their grade on attacking gravity. And what we do is we go in and we say, here is an airplane, and they build that airplane, they learn about it, they watch our family-friendly content, but then we remove an element. We say, okay, you built that wing, you learn how that wing works now. Here's your problem. You got to build your own wing. And you're going to go ahead and we use something called the EDM model, Engineering Design Model. And they do research, they develop a plan, they execute that plan, they communicate their conclusion. That last part, the communicate their journey, basically, it's called a design brief. That is what they get graded on.
Mm-hmm.
You can stumble into a victory, but when you attack a problem over and over and over again, and say you do some research and you make a plan and it fails, you go back to research. It's teaching analytical thinking on how to properly attack something. And in today's public schools, sadly, kids are taught more to memorize things than they are to attack a problem or to look at their resources. And we really want kids to think differently.
How are schools implementing this? Because, like I said, it's scalable. It's not something you have to do in its entirety. You can pick and choose your way through that. But how are schools kind of stepping their way into this?
So it was really cool. There was a lot of people in our community. You know, we have 850,000 community members. A lot of those people were teachers, educators. So we had a really good step to get that initially brought into schools. A lot of people were thinking, I don't know how to fly, I don't know how to do all these things. It was actually much easier than they thought, because teachers can network with teachers through our program, and students can network with students. So the curriculums that we have, all the different programs we have, when they go in, they don't need to know how to fly. And especially when they start the program, there's local people from our community ready to volunteer.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. We can actually finally take our community who wants to help people, wants to serve people, we can plug them into an atmosphere. A lot of the robotics programs are getting a little bit old, a little bit antiquated. They're looking for something new. And it was just incredible to have these people say, oh, my golly, I can do this. And they not only end up being teachers of the curriculum, but they become passionate about flight themselves. And it was very smooth.
It's interesting you bring up, like, robotics, because how this program can also integrate into existing STEM programs. Schools have got the clue that they need to get more STEM, more STEM in their curriculum and extracurriculars and things like that. But integration with various robotics, Lego robotics, Wave robotics, those things, and then integration into other, frankly, other people's STEM programs.
Yeah.
Project Lead the Way.
Yes.
Thank you. Finding ways of integrating aviation into some of their curriculum that's already happening is, I think that's what is probably the next step, because I don't think schools are going to pick and choose a single one. They're going to be integrating parts and pieces.
And you can't go from 0 to 100 overnight. Mm-hmm. And you have to take what people are comfortable with, and you have to give them that bridge.
Right.
And you're absolutely right with like Project Lead the Way and these other programs. A lot of times, like, how do we get from here to here?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not very difficult at all, especially with the way that the program, if you think about how it ushers a student that may know nothing about aviation, it's also taking that teacher through that same journey too. And the resources through our content are very complete. So we teach people how to fly in our content. We teach people how to build. All those techniques are available for the teacher as well.
Right.
It's pretty cool to pull them in. You've done quite a bit with STEM. You're my hero, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. God, don't give him that.
No. I saw the planes in the lobby.
This year, I think I've only built about 60 planes with kids this summer. Last summer, it was over 500.
Wow.
So,
what's your experience? Because I'm obviously very passionate and I don't want to say biased, but I carry that with me. What's been your experience?
It's been great, and this is the first time I'm a college professor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't teach grade schoolers, but the first time I had to teach grade schoolers was with the FT STEM program. And I did have kindergartners building planes. We built the Chuck gliders. You know,
kindergartners.
Kindergartners. It was
that's amazing.
Me and three paras. Yeah. With hot glue guns and 5-year-olds.
How many blisters?
Not one. The only blister came from an 8th grader. But
I just worked with 13-year-olds and I had 3 blisters. So you're amazing. Well, and it is something.
The man knows his way around a glue gun, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound really emotional about this, but there is just something that's so magical when you lay something that everyone can identify, this flat piece of foam in front of them, and you throw a couple of barbecue skewers down, a clump of clay, and some rubber bands. And they're like, what are we going to do? And they're like, we're going to make this fly.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, 45 minutes later, they're chucking it across the room, and they're seeing something not just fly, but fly good.
Mm-hmm.
I love taking I have a plane called, you have the Sea Duck.
Oh, yeah.
And I love putting the piggyback on the Sea Duck. We just did it with 55 kids, and we drop it on the top. And 45 minutes later, they go from zero to seeing this thing 200 feet in the air getting released off the back of an airplane. I had to give out 4 kits because some of them were tuned so well. The second they got over the parking lot, they started gaining altitude, getting that little natural thermal, and they were gone. They were completely gone. And seeing the kids so fascinated, I want to see that passion go home to the parents. And the neat thing is the parents can be part of this too.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have the kids and the parents in a common activity. You have a family connected through flight.
And that was one of the more interesting and I dare say enjoyable things that we did was through the community learning instead of inside of the school. It was a community activity, and it was a family, gets a tiny trainer kit, and they, each table was a table of maybe just a parent and one child. I had one that was a family of 5 that was going to try and tackle this thing, and over the course of 2-3 hour classes, we built and flew a tiny trainer.
I love it, and
that's different ways of stepping into it. Josh Bixler from Flight Test is our guest, and we have some listener interaction. I gotta tell you, we have somebody that just texted us. I hope you gave Josh an hour segment. He's a talker. Shout out from Darren in Rockford, Illinois, watching live on YouTube.
I'm also a hugger.
Yes. So if I'm a school or I'm an educator and I want to learn how to get involved in this, what are the steps and what are the opportunities look like?
Well, this actual week, we're going to be doing some professional training with over 300 teachers thanks to the EAA, and that's going to be where we're actually teaching them. But if you go to ftstem.com, there is what's called the standards guides, everything that a teacher is going to recognize to fully equip them how to do the program and how to do it. The best part about that is you don't have to buy a single thing from us. Mm-hmm. We have free plans, free videos. We want to equip the teachers. The licensing only ties to the basically giving them the curriculums and stuff. So a lot of times schools think, oh my gosh, it's going to be
curriculum,
so
around, that's $100.
It's $100 a year. Yeah. And these are not curriculums that are token curriculums. They are deep involved curriculums. And the neat thing about that is that also networks them with other teachers. We have amazing minds like you, where it's like, you know, this is really cool, but I'm doing these with my kids and they are on fire. The teachers have a platform to share that with them. So FTSTEM.com is kind of like that resource portal. We have great activity through the STEM Facebook group as well too. And it's pretty easy. It's not, I don't want to say it's not complicated,
right,
but it's definitely not hard.
Two of my schools got started through the Take Flight initiative. Is that still a thing?
Oh yes. Yeah. So, matter of fact,
if you could.
Yeah. So what we want to do is with kids, you know, one of the problems we gave these 13-year-old kids, seventh graders, is we said, okay, here's your problem. I'm commissioning you, Josh Bixler's commissioning you to design an airplane for a store. It has to be a jet. It has to be a prop and slot jet. It has to run off of this power plant. I want two interchangeable wings. And I went down and I didn't pull any punches. I literally gave them a hard mandate. You have 3 weeks ago. They designed an amazing design with three interchangeable wings, three interchangeable fuselages, nine different options, all of them flying within the parameters I asked. We take those products, we finalize them, we put them on the store, and then when someone buys that, we carve out a piece of that profit and we put it into a bucket. And then every quarter, schools from all over the country are saying, hey, I have this idea for FT STEM, and it's not our program, it's their own initiatives, their own ideas. And we're like, we love that idea. We go ahead and we take that bucket of money and then we distribute it out. And load them up with product they need and the items. They
information
need.
There as well at FTSTEM.com.
FTSTEM.com, you got it.
All right, hey, thanks for joining us,
brother. Thanks,
Josh,
for the honor.
And be back tomorrow, and we're going to talk about a new initiative from the fine folks.
I've always said initiatives, isn't that fun? I got to come up with a new word.
A new thing. How
a
about
new,
that?
New thing. It's
new things
be fun.
From Flight Test. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, 7:30 here on EA Radio.
Thanks, Jim and Tommy.